Member, it's just gone 12 o'clock. So welcome to the Standing Committee on Community Safety. We have received an apology from Honourable Kibido, and Honourable Boerter is standing in for him this afternoon. For Hansard purposes, my name is Mireille Wengham, the chairperson of the committee. To my left is Mr. Matthews, and if the members would introduce themselves, please.
Good afternoon, Chair. Lorraine Boerter.
Good afternoon, Chair. Dalen Mitchell.
Good afternoon, Pat Lecker.
So our first order of business will be to consider the report on the budget appropriation for vote for community safety and determine whether, for the purposes of our report, whether this committee supports or does not support the vote. Members' proposals? Honourable Mitchell?
Thank you, Chair, that we support the vote.
Okay, the supporting the vote? Are there any minority views? Honourable Lecker?
Thank you, Chair. The African National Congress would like to express our minority vote.
Thank you very much. Then the committee's report will reflect that the committee supports the vote and will also reflect the minority view of the African National Congress. Then could we move to the committee report itself? In terms of the substance, are there any edits or amendments? None. Could we then adopt with amendment with the correct terminology reporting that it supports the vote? Thank you. Then we will adopt with that amendment. So the report will then be, I'm just going to read it for Hansard purposes, the report of the Standing Committee on Community Safety vote for community safety in the schedule of the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B1 of 2019, dated 14 March 2019 as follows. The Standing Committee on Community Safety, having deliberated on the subject of vote for community safety in the schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B1 of 2019, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 187, reports that it supports the vote, and in terms of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament Rule 86, the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote. Everyone agree to that, the wording of the report? Thank you very much, members. Then the report will reflect as follows and be forwarded to the Budget Committee. Can we then move to the minutes of proceedings of the Thursday, the 7th of March? Which is the basically the minutes of the meeting of the discussion of the appropriation bill. Any edits or amendments to page 1? Page 2? And then we have the attendance register. May we adopt? Thank you very much. We then have two reports. The first is on our work yesterday, and I must commend Mr. Matthews for having produced this document so quickly, which means that we're able to complete all the administration of this committee before the end of the term. So I'll give members a moment just to read through it. The first one we're going to consider is the recommendation for appointment of a candidate to the governing body of the Liquor Authority.
Thank you.
If I may make one edit, in paragraph 2, we're missing the close quotation marks. So we will, if we'd need to add those after the word appointment, once the act, the quote from the act is complete, and then comma, the committee interviewed the shortlisted candidates on 13th of March. Any other edits? Can we adopt with that one amendment? Thank you very much, members. The next committee report then is on the debate on the policing needs and priorities report. Again, I will give members a brief moment to read through that report. Honourable Lecker?
Thank you, Chair. On 1.7, mm-hmm. Chair, like we did with the other recommendations, 1.7 to me is rather not clear. Are we not supposed to give a guide, or we'll just give it as it is to the department and they can then come back in the next parliament?
So would you like us to then add more information on the recommendation?
More information along the lines of ensuring that by way of ensuring school safety, there must be means put in place that learners to and from school are protected.
Okay, so it should be a recommendation on school safety to ensure that learners are safe at school and to and from school. Can we all agree to that? Then if I could also, Honourable Botha?
Chairperson, just on point 1.1, the second sentence, station level to address and absenteeism, that and should come out there, right? And then 1.2, the sentence starting, or the sentence, and I'm latching personnel at station level rather than at provincial office level, is it?
And on 1.3, second sentence, prosecutors should be assigned to and based close to each police station without the D. And 1.4, when dealing with intimate partner, parent-child and teacher-child related cases, instead of teach. Okay, so these are just basically spelling. And 1.5, with reference to recommendation 6, with recommendation 9 and 10, the role of the. So they're all basically just spelling corrections with the exception of point 1.7, where it will read, there should be a recommendation on school safety to ensure that learners are safe at school and to and from school. And then if just in the opening sentence, if just so that we reflect the same language as the Act, the report of the Standing Committee on Community Safety, having debated the 2017-18 Policing Needs and Priorities Report dated 14 March, reports as follows. 13 March. Thank you. Maybe should I go through those edits again, or are we happy to adopt
them? I'm on point 2.
Yeah.
And 2.1 is in relation to the report that is supposed to get from a member. Remember that issue about the
So that's under number two.
I'm checking if this outstanding is your.
Yes. That was that graph that was incorrect. That SAP asked the department to correct. That's what that deals with. To provide a list of errata of the report submitted to SAP Centered. Okay, so let me recap quickly. Opening sentence, we'll now read, report of the Standing Committee on Community Safety, having debated the 2017-18 Policing Needs and Priorities Report, dated 13 March 2019, reports as follows. Recommendation is the same, committee recommended that. Then 1.1, with reference to 12.1.3, the department should include aspects related to shift management at South African Police Service Station level to address absenteeism. Removing the word and, absenteeism and the rest stay the same. 1.2, with reference to 12.1.4, the distribution of resources should be amended to increase personnel at station level rather than at provincial office level, to replace the word that with at. And then 1.3, second sentence, a prosecutor should be assigned to and based close, without the D, to each police station to ensure that dockets are called ready. And 1.4, to amend the word teach child to teacher child. The rest of the sentence remains the same. And then 1.5, with reference to recommendation 6, read with recommendations 9 and 10, the role of, insert the word the, forensic science lab should be considered. And then 1.6 and 1.7 remain the same. Can we adopt with those amendments? Thank you very much. Sorry, I beg your pardon. 1.7 reads, there should be a recommendation on school safety to ensure that learners are safe at school and to and from school. Thank you for that. Can we then adopt with those amendments? Wonderful. Thank you very much, members. We then have the minutes of proceedings for the 13th of March of that same meeting.
For consistency, that member Laker's name be taken out of bold. Yeah, then stop with that.
Okay.
Why is it in bold?
You're a very important person. Right, can we then adopt with that amendment? Then, members, we did briefly discuss yesterday the quarterly report for January to March. The substance of the report the committee was happy with. The only thing that was outstanding in that report was the finalized budget amount that we will only get once the financial year is complete at the end of March, so realistically sometime in April. So what I'd like to put to the committee as a way of dealing with that and to ensure that that report then is finalized as part of the committee is if we could use Rule 77(3)(d)(3), which allows the chairperson to sign off documents considering that this will be our last meeting. So the affected draft document that this would apply to is the draft quarterly report for January to March, and the only thing then that would be signed off would be the finalized budget amount. Can we support that? Thank you very much, members. Mr. Matthews is also suggesting that perhaps we follow the same route for the minutes of today's meeting. But what I think we should then do is once the minutes of today's meeting are drafted, we'll circulate that to the members. And if members have any objections, if you wouldn't mind, or edits, if you wouldn't mind sending those via email. And if the committee then concurs via email, then I'll sign them off with your permission. Okay. Wonderful. Any actions or recommendations from the members? None. All right. Then I would like to thank you all very much for the very hard work over the last 5 years. I think we've had some very constructive engagements. We've seen a lot. We've done a lot. And certainly taken our oversight role very seriously in this committee. and I wish you all very well in the coming months and future endeavors. Thank you very much. And last but certainly not least, a very big, big thank you to Mr. Matthews, who has been a very able committee coordinator, who has always drafted very comprehensive reports and minutes, has been very efficient, has always been one of the most wonderful committee coordinators, and we thank you sincerely. All right. The meeting is now adjourned.